Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. So here I am at Meadow Building, Christchurch, Oxford. So Christchurch is a college of Oxford University, one of 39. Christchurch was originally founded by Cardinal Thomas Wolsey, known as Cardinal College. Then Henry VIII renamed it Christchurch in 1546. So it takes its foundation date as 1546, even though it really was founded almost 20 years earlier. Now, another point is a lot of things have got Wolsey's name, as in Tom Tower, the tallest tower you can't see from this angle, Great Tom the Bell in there, as in Tom for Thomas, and indeed their main quadrangle is Tom Quad, and so on. Their drinking society was known as Cardinals, and a Cardinal's hat is part of their coat of arms, and you'll see that embossed in various places around the college. So this is sort of the garden gate, as you will, there. You'll see some of their porters and security guards who tend to wear bowler hats. In the old days, we had Oxford University police, colloquially known as Bulldogs. They abolished in 2001. Yes, the university really had its own police force, authorised by an Act of Parliament, and they always used to wear bowlers. But so every college has got its porters, but only the Christchurch ones wear bowler hats. And that walkway you're seeing beside you is the Broad Walk. So this building here was built in 1881 by Thomas Dean, an Irish architect. Hurrah! Even better, he was a Cork man. So far as I know, he's the only Irish architect to build anything in Oxford. You see a little bit of ivy there. So not as big into ivy as places in the United States. So it's almost faux medieval, because there was that cult of the medieval in the 19th century, a reaction against the Industrial Revolution. Right, so these were some of the grandest rooms. There's no prizes for guessing why it's called the Meadow Building, if you see what's behind me. Anyway, there was an aristocratic lady who said she'd give the original convent for nuns that was in there, long before the college was founded, she would give all this land to that convent, all the land between here and the River Thames down there, so long as she could be buried beside St. Frideswide, the patron saint of Oxford, and indeed she was. So St. Frideswide is still interred in there, but the convent obviously was suppressed, and eventually the college rebuilt on its site. So Christchurch has got Oxford Cathedral as its college chapel, and that is the smallest cathedral in England. So these were the grandest rooms, and obviously the most aristocratic undergraduates used to come here well until the 1960s. People had to pay battles here, that's BATTELS, which was a fee to the college for their bed and board and so on. This was highest at Christchurch. So, but in recent decades, they've said they've really changed that, and saying, no, there's no snobbery here, we mustn't pursue any exclusionary policies, and everybody's absolutely welcome here, no matter what your socioeconomic background. It's a very wealthy college, their grants to help people with their finances. I know a lady was here about 30 years ago in financial difficulties. She applied to some hardship fund for a £100 grant. Obviously, £100 in the mid-90s buy you much more than it would today, and they gave her £300. So that's what Christchurch is like. And they've got Christchurch Hall, as in their dining room, where so much of Harry Potter is filmed. Brideshead Revisited is the classic Oxford novel penned by Evelyn Waugh in 1945. People were fed up with the Second World War, so there's not too much about the Second World War in it, but a lot of it's set in Oxford in the early 1920s. He came up in 1921 to Hartford. The novel is obviously semi-autobiographical, and the protagonist is Charles Ryder, who's largely based on Evelyn Waugh himself. And he never says which one Ryder's college is, but it's assumed to be Hartford. But Ryder's from an upper middle class family, but he's friends with the Honourable Sebastian Flight, who's from a Catholic family in Western England. And so Ryder's sort of in bewildered awe of this chap who's the offspring of the Marquis of, which one is it? Brideshead? I don't remember. Sebastian Flight is in Christchurch, and a lot of the action takes place here in the Meadow Buildings in these rooms, obviously built any generation earlier. And you should see the 1981 television series, and in it there's a character called Anthony Blanche, or Antoine Blanche, who's of French-Jewish origin, who braved the U-boats, as the novel says, to sail to Argentina in 1915 to escape the First World War. and he's here at Oxford, but there's some anti-Semitism towards him, some racial prejudice as well. He's also, well, it's implied he's gay in the novel. He's played in a very camp manner in the 1981 television series. Anyhow, in the television series, you have see Anthony Blanche declaiming The Wasteland by T.S. Eliot out of his windows here with a megaphone. Obviously, Eliot's Wasteland had already just been published, so that was the poetic sensation of the early 1920s. All right, so that's what you should know if you're going to have a look at this building. If you want to come and visit Christchurch, you need to buy a ticket there at £16. Some colleges are much cheaper, like as little as £3. So that's a little about the Meadow Building, and obviously this is where Lewis Carroll taught mathematics in the 19th century, and obviously he wrote Alice in Wonderland. Henry Liddell was the dean of the college at the time, and in those days, as we go back to 1862, Oxford dons were usually not allowed to marry, but the head of the college was. So the dean of Christchurch was the head of the college, and that's why Henry Liddell had 10 children. One of whom was Alice Liddell, for whom this tale, Alice in Wonderland, was written. They used to have a mascot, a bull called Archimedes, in one of these sheds down there, long before that was used for selling tickets to tourists, but Archimedes, I think, has been burgers for a very long time. That said, I don't think people actually eat that sort of meat. It's tough. This is a long walk down to the Thames, but the Thames, when it flows through Oxford, is known as the Isis, as in from Temesis of the Thames. What else? So the Charwell's a tributary, which you can't see, and the Charwell's conference with the Isis is over there. So down there and to that aside, to my left-hand side, is Folly Bridge. You can't see Folly Bridge, but that's where they set off from that golden afternoon, Sunday before the drive. Alice Liddell, the two sisters, the Reverend Robinson Duckworth Rowing, and Lewis Carroll, real name Charles Lutwidge Dodgson, and they were going to row up to Port Meadow to have a picnic, and that's when 10-year-old Alice said to the Reverend Charles Lutwidge Dodgson, "Tell me a story," and he made up Alice in Wonderland. She said, "Of course, that's so magnificent, you ought to write it down," and of course he put pen to paper that evening, but reworked it over a few weeks. So Port Meadow is just that. It's just north of the city, some very flat land which has always been used for bovine grazing. They ruminate there because it was liable to inundation, therefore it's unsuitable for arable farming, and it's been left like that to this day. So Christchurch, what a marvellous college, which I've got there. It's got the largest quad in Oxford, the largest in area and things like that. Anything you else would know about, want to know about Meadow Building? Not really. I mean, I know people who are here in the 60s and said, yes, they really all were very pucker in those days. But times have changed enormously. And I think if you came from an upper class family, it would be a distinct disadvantage of applying to Christchurch, because they're desperate to shake off that image that they're only for people who are very well got. The testable Mehdi Hasan went there, but don't let that put you off. Will Goodhand, perennial Conservative parliamentary candidate, the sword is worth 10,000 votes for Labour. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo, everyone.